Baltimore's homicide rate rose more than 60% last year, from 211 to 344. At the same time, fewer homicides are being solved. Today, we bring you part 6 of our series, On the Watch, fixing the fractured relationship between Baltimore's police and its communities. WIPR's Mary Rose Madden reports that the relationship between the city's dramatic rise in homicides and the number of those that remain unsolved might have something to do with each other.
24-year-old Maurice Kosh was found shot to death in his car on this block in West Baltimore a few weeks ago. Baltimore's homicide unit has been on the case, but hasn't had any luck. So today, Detective Joseph Chin is trudging through the snow, holding an umbrella against a heavy downpour. He's going door to door, trying to find anyone who saw what happened to Kosh.
Do you do this with every single case?
Not every single case. We do a lot, but not every single case.
At one row home, a small middle-aged woman with short hair and a pink sweater opens her metal storm door and pokes her head out. Detective Chin hands her a flyer. She smiles and closes the door. The flyer advertises the Metro Crime Stoppers phone number and a message to potential tipsters. If your tip to the hotline leads to an arrest and an indictment in this case, then you may be eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,000. So, does it work?
Every community is a little different.
So would you say you notice things have gotten easier or harder since April's unrest to find witnesses?
Definitely harder.
Yeah.
Definitely harder.
Why it's been harder?
Some neighborhoods just a little more resistant.
But Chin doesn't say what they're resistant to. Are they resistant to talking to the police because they're scared? Or are they resistant to the idea that cooperating with the police will help their neighborhood? Chin's been with the homicide unit for 4 years, worked on probably 100 cases. It's nearly impossible to solve a homicide without a witness who will testify.
All right, guys, thanks. All right. Okay.
After putting flyers in every mail slot on the block, Chin heads back to the office. The percentage of homicides solved by the police is called the clearance rate. Last year, Baltimore saw its clearance rate drop from 57% in April to 40% in June, and then it dropped to 30% in August, which is where it stayed for the rest of the year. An arrow pointing in the wrong direction for the city.
We actually can't do very good police work in Baltimore. We can't do police work anymore. All we can do is jack guys up.
David Simon was a crime reporter for the Baltimore Sun in the 1980s and 90s. He's an author and the creator of the HBO series The Wire. He still lives in the city. The good police work Simon's talking about involves getting people on the streets to give you tips, tell you something. Simon says the distrust between cops and the community goes back farther than the unrest after Freddie Gray's death last year. It began in the 1980s with the war on drugs.
We broke the policing culture by throwing the drug war up on the backs of law enforcement and saying, here, go enforce this unenforceable prohibition. The community's your enemy. You know, go do battle and clear the corners, why don't you? This is a war, and treat it as a war. So we bought into this. I mean, we gave them this job, and they did it. The police, they're despised for going to war against the communities. And then they want the phone to ring in the homicide unit when somebody kills somebody? Good luck. Good luck.
In fact, in 1993, when the war on drugs was at its height, Baltimore had 353 homicides, 9 more than last year. But 73% of those cases were solved, according to the FBI. I take these figures when I go to visit Major Donald Bauer of the BPD's homicide unit.
So what I wanted to look at with you, this is from UCR statistics. And so I wanted to just ask you what you see there. Like, why do you think that in 1993 the clearance rate was so high when the murders were so high?
Mm-hmm.
And why in 2015 the murders were so high but the clearance rate so low?
So I wasn't here in 93, so I can't really speak for that year. I don't know. You know, when I talk to detectives that were here, you know, that are retired now, they tell me that, you know, back in the 90s and late 80s, by the time they came in off the street, they had a couple telephone calls from the community telling them who did what crimes.
Bauer says there's a move to go back to the old model of beat cops, and that should help. Since Freddie Gray's death in April, the usual police response has been, when the community gets fed up with the crime, they'll come forward as witnesses. But others see the situation differently. the community is fed up, but with the police.
It's like they want to use you up for what you got, what you can help them for, and they don't really care about us, you know.
Orlando Magic Gilliard has seen Baltimore from every which way in his 29 years. In 2013, he came home from a 5-year sentence in federal prison. He's a gang member, a blood, but says he's out of the criminal lifestyle. Gilliard says people have good reasons not to trust the police.
I've seen people stripped naked in the streets, you know, police trying to find drugs on people so they go out their way to humiliate them in front of the people of the neighborhoods.
And when people do come forward as witnesses, he says they face retaliation.
Even the little guys out here that, you know, stole pigeons for the police like that, they're throwing back out to the walls and the streets is just swallow them up too. So it's just the Baltimore Police Department. It's all about them and their agenda and their quotas, and everybody knows this. So there's a very big line between the community and the police. It's a big gap, sadly.
All this makes the inner city neighborhoods that much more dangerous. Dr. Cynthia Lum is the director of the Center for Evidence-Based Criminology at George Mason University. She's also a former Baltimore cop. Lum says a 63% spike in homicides in 1 year is statistically dramatic, but the drop in clearance rates is what she finds shocking.
30% is very low, let me tell you.
Lum says research shows connections among homicides, clearance rates, and police-community relations.
When people feel the police are legitimate, they're more likely to comply with the police, and they're more likely to feel satisfied with the police, and potentially more likely to cooperate with the police.
Orlando Gilliard, the gang member who lives in West Baltimore, says many people don't expect the police to find suspects. Gilliard says a lot of times, the streets take care of the streets.
I lost a cousin. We buried him, we went to his funeral, and just a year before that, his brother got killed, so down the street from each other.
He says the murderers were never arrested, but that doesn't mean they weren't caught. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.